It Started with Standards by Danielle Stockton. Joining the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was by far the most rewarding spiritual journey of my life. Throughout my life, even before joining the church, I always tried to hold high standards, and above all, I wanted to keep my integrity pure and stay true to myself. As a teenager, I often felt alone and disillusioned by the fact that I seemed to be part of a small minority who strove for purity and high moral standards. For instance, when I did not reciprocate the interest some boys showed me, some people I knew were dismayed. They told me I should have gone on a date with those boys simply to be able to tell people I was dating someone. Of course, it was understood that dating meant something much more serious than going out for ice cream. Regarding one boy, a girl I knew said, "He's a drummer and looks like a surfer, so why wouldn't you want to date him?" These arguments didn't resonate with me, and I withstood these temptations. I do not regret my decisions, but it was often a difficult and lonely path. However, in some respects, I treasure these experiences because they caused me to inquire into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to find others with standards that were aligned with mine. I was somewhat familiar with the church and its teachings because my family had met with missionaries when I was 6 years old. 10 years later, during the time I was struggling with my peers' challenges to my personal standards, my mother happened to go to Mormon.org and ask for the missionaries to visit again. I decided I needed to look into the church again, too. I appreciated how the members and missionaries were so welcoming and willing to answer my questions, such as why the Holy Ghost is a gift and how families can be sealed for eternity. And when I learned about basic aspects of the church, such as the fact that we were all spirit children of God, and that there are modern-day prophets, through my prayers, the Spirit revealed to me that the teachings were true. When I first attended a Latter-day Saint ward, I felt a sensation of joy and pure energy I had never experienced before. Peace and contentment flowed through me as I soaked in the loving atmosphere and listened to heartfelt testimonies. Everyone radiated happiness, and their giving spirits touched me. I later found out that these feelings came from the Holy Ghost. However, the first time I strongly felt the Holy Ghost guidance was when I was reading the pamphlet entitled The Testimony of the Prophet Joseph Smith. I could identify somewhat with Joseph Smith's confusion, and I saw pure truth in the statement, "They teach for doctrines the commandments of men, having a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof." Joseph Smith, History, Chapter 1, Verse 19. Joseph's story penetrated so deeply into my core that I felt a burning sensation in my chest and began to cry. At that moment, I knew with all my heart that this is the one true church. After reading the pamphlet, I told my mother, "I know it is true. I am ready now." Ultimately, my experience with the Joseph Smith pamphlet was the catalyst for my baptism and confirmation, and much more. My mother and I were baptized in March 2009. My father was baptized 2 months later, and we were all sealed in the temple just over a year later. Every day, I am grateful that I converted to the church. The Holy Ghost has been a constant, loving companion to me, and He has influenced my life in both major and more mundane ways as well, as in ways I was not even aware of at the time. In fact, I once received a strong impression from the Holy Ghost that a friend needed comfort, so I spent more time with her and gave her short notes, telling her how much she meant to me. A couple of days later, she found out that she had been rejected from the college she had applied to, and I was better able to comfort her in her disappointment. I now live surrounded by people with high standards who share my views about the true importance of loving relationships, and I look forward to one day being married in the temple and sealed for eternity. Converting to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has enhanced and given new meaning to my life. I keep the Joseph Smith pamphlet with me even today, because every time I read it, I am filled with joy about God's gift of truth to me. Joining the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was by far the most rewarding spiritual journey of my life. End of the article. It Started with Standards by Danielle Stockton.